Bill Gaines left for Lexington, and I started for Texas in my car. I had a 16th ounce of junk with me. I figured this was enough to taper off, and I had a reduction schedule carefully worked out. It was supposed to take 12 days. I had the junk in solution, and in another bottle, distilled water. Every time I took a dropper of solution out to use it, I put the same amount of distilled water in the junk solution bottle. Eventually, I would be shooting plain water. This method is well known to all junkies. A variation of it is known as the Chinese cure, which is carried out with hop and Wompol's tonic. After a few weeks, you find yourself drinking plain Wompol's tonic. 4 days later, in Cincinnati, I was out of junk and immobilized. I have never known one of these self-administered reduction cures to work. You find reasons to make each shot an exception that calls for a little extra junk. Finally, the junk is all gone, and you still have your habit. I left the car in storage and took a train to Lexington. I did not have the papers that are required for admittance, but I was relying on my army discharge to get me in. When I got to Lexington, I took a taxi out to the hospital, which is several miles from the town. The taxi took me to the gatehouse of the hospital. In the gatehouse was an old Irish guard. He looked at my army discharge. "Are you addicted to the use of habit-forming drugs?" I said yes. "Well, sit down." He pointed to a bench. He called the main building. "No, no papers. Got an army discharge." He looked over from the phone. "You ever been here before?" he asked. I said no. "Says he hasn't been here before." The guard hung up. "A car will be down for you in a few minutes," he told me. "Have you got any drugs or needles or droppers on your person? You can surrender them here, but if you take them up to the main building, you're liable to prosecution for introducing contraband articles into a government reservation." "I got nothing." After a short wait, a car came down to the gate and drove me up to the main building. A heavy, barred iron door opened automatically to let the car in, then closed after it. A polite guard took my addiction history. "You're doing a sensible thing to come here," he told me. "There's one man in here now who's spent every Christmas for the past 25 years locked up somewhere." I checked my clothes into a basket and took a shower.